Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty short one tonight, but we've got news big enough to make up for it, trust me. First off, if you haven't received your stimulus money yet, you might want to check the trash. Remember how we talked about the IRS sending some of the money via debit cards? Yeah, well, they neglected to warn people that it would be arriving in an unmarked envelope from some bank no one's heard of called MetaBank. So, people have just been throwing them out. I mean, it's what you do, right? Banks send credit card offers all the time, and people have been warned of coronavirus scams, and it's almost guaranteed that they'd end up in the trash. Next time, maybe put some identifying federally bits on the envelope, AIRS, and maybe robocall to say your debit card is arriving shortly. You know, common sense stuff. Anyway, if this is you, you can request a new card free of charge from the IRS. Follow the link below for details. Next up, we have incompetence and corruption from Georgia, where massive numbers of serious issues have delayed voting in coincidentally Democrat and coincidentally black parts of Atlanta. Machines have been broken, paper wasn't delivered, all sorts of hijinks ensued, resulting in the white conservative parts of town churning through voters like a well-oiled machine, while black Democratic parts saw wait times over 4 hours in line. Which, of course, means some people who would have voted gave up because they can't take that much time out of their day for whatever reasons, or they just don't care enough and are demoralized. I can't freaking believe that this crap is allowed to go on. Voting is a constitutional right. Where the hell are the courts on enforcing this? That's what they exist for. And we pretend like if people miss the one day we allot for voting, that they just don't matter? What the hell is that? Why does everyone have to vote on one day, and why the hell isn't it on the weekend? This is all BS, and it's totally on purpose. The court should be stepping in, putting the corrupt politicians that orchestrate this crap in prison for treason against democracy, and mandating that people be given whatever time is necessary for everyone to vote. That's what justice would look like. Canada is having their own fun with their basic income hack. You remember when we were applauding them for being a step ahead of the US? Yeah, well, now they're looking to fine and imprison people for signing up for the benefit under false pretenses. And what qualifies as false pretenses is quite vague, to the extent of making false or misleading statements. If someone said the wrong number and then corrected it, were they quick enough or are they headed to the gulag? Who's to say? As for punishment, a fine of not more than $5,000 plus not more than double the amount of the income support payment that was or would have been paid as a result of committing the offense, or both the fine and imprisonment for a term of not more than 6 months. So up to $5,000 plus up to double the payout, potentially with up to 6 months in prison. Canada went real fast from generous to let's destroy the lives of some poor people. Jesus, what the hell, Canada? Moving on, the Poor People's Campaign is holding an epic virtual rally on June 20th, Saturday, aiming for the largest online rally ever in support of the Poor People's Agenda, which includes UBI. Follow the link below, check your name on the reservation list, and join the movement from the comfort of home. Mike's performance at the last debate was met with the best week of fundraising so far, and he's picked up the endorsement of over 30 major community leaders in Kentucky. Nice. If you'd like to see the list, it's in the links. We'll also be trending hashtag MikeBeatsMitch on Twitter starting today, Wednesday at noon. Speaking of Mike, all three Kentucky primary candidates will be interviewed live tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern by Mitch McConnell Retirement Committee. Join in and help sway some support to Mike's side. And finally, the best news of the ever times. Dr. Jermaine Johnson has won the Democratic primary in South Carolina and is the Democratic candidate for House District 80. You go, Jermaine. And big thanks to everyone who helped him get there. This is the start of the wave, gang. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Let George's officials know what you think of them. Join Mike for his interview. Help trend Mike Beats Mitch. Congratulate Jermaine on a well-deserved W. Help spread the word on coordinating with protesters to give the movement clear policy goals. If you're going out to protest, wear protection, especially on your eyes, head, and throat. If you get arrested while protesting, remember not to say anything without a lawyer. Whatever you choose to do, be wise, be safe, and act with measured purpose toward real solutions. And don't forget, to Yang Daily.